to Charmed Life, a radio show discussing spirituality, magic, and the unconditional love of the universe. Thanks for tuning in.
And I'm your host, Tricia Carr. Thank you for joining me today. I'm really pumped to talk to you about a few things before I get into my topic today. The first thing I want to tell you about is that Crystal Ann Compton, my amazing, luminous, dear friend, spiritual teacher, intuitive channel, she's been on the show many times, and she's actually coming on really soon again, in like maybe a couple weeks from now, and a couple of times in March, actually, 2019, as we record this. And we've opened registration for our second annual Intuitive Intensive. The 2019 Intuitive Intensive is now open for registration. We will be starting the week of March 18th, 2019. This is a 12-week program, 8 weeks of intense, immersive education. And there is 4 weeks of coaching from Crystal and me, group coaching where everyone is putting the rubber to the road. Did y'all listen to my last episode with Daryl Anka, who is the channel of Bashar? Well, if you didn't, you definitely need to go back and listen to it. I've listened to it a couple of times, and many people are listening to it a couple of times. That is a credit entirely to, the universe, but to Daryl. The information was powerful. But one of the things that we did learn from Daryl last week, last episode, is that as we're receiving the inspiration from our higher mind that we experience as excitement, passion, that blissful feeling, joyful feeling, we have to actually take action upon that feeling. When we have that aligned feeling from our higher mind, we have to take action upon it so that it is fully integrated into the body, so that spirit can become physical. That is what manifestation is. I'm actually going to be talking about that today. So that is exactly how this program that Crystal and I are offering you guys, this is how it works. We have 8 weeks of the education, of clearing up the filters, as I call it, which is remembering what we already know in our soul, holding the space for us to remember that. And we begin practicing right away because we have a community, a fellowship of students who are on their path in the same way that you are. And then in those 4 weeks, we start to take action. And that means full manifestation. We have several people who were in the program last year who had never once even considered that they were intuitive or that they could do reading, psychic readings or healings. And now they are professional. They have professions in this. Now, this isn't only for folks who want it to become a profession. It's for any serious seeker and any level of development or experience, because we go from stem to stern. So I would love it if this calls to you, if this feels exciting to you, if you resonate with this, I would love for you to go check it out. The website for it is in the show notes, however you're listening or watching. And it is learn.lightworkerslab.com/2019II. Is that what it is, Kurt? Thank you so much. Hello, Kurt. Yeah, he doesn't have his mic on. He's like, I'm busy.
One of these works.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, so you can go and check it out there. And again, like I said, it's in the show notes. And what I'm going to be talking about today, there is one of the lessons in the Intuitive Intensive talks all about the principle, the I Am principle. So that's what we're going to wind up today. Also, I want to tell you that if you are local to Los Angeles, I've opened a teaching studio, a mystic arts studio in Burbank. And so if you're in the area, I would love for you to come out go check out all of the different offerings. At this time, in a week and a half, I will be doing another one of my mediumship psychic development classes. It's like a development circle, but it's a class we practice, and we're building a really beautiful little community there. And in addition to that, I'm going to be offering this again online really soon, so you can join it remotely. But go check that out on my website. Just go to Mystic Arts Academy. There you will find the things that I offer locally, as well as programs that are on demand. And of course, all of my services are on my website, trishacarcharm.com, working with animals and working with you in your, people, mediumship, intuitive coaching, spiritual healing, and all of that kind of stuff. Go check it out. I guess one last thing I'll tell you about is my Patreon community, because we are having a rock and roll party over there. Patreon.com/Tricia Carr. I'm in the middle of a master class, a series of 7 classes, but you can join at any time. And it's Archangels and Universal Laws. And we have been having really incredible experiences in these classes. The synchronicities that are following them are just, they've been blowing my mind, and I've been shifting so much, and we've all been working together to do that. And additionally, we also meet twice per month, depending on what tier that you become a part of the community. And we have all these crazy synchronicities when we meet after that, after one of those times too. Like last month, we talked about Atlantis and Lemuria, and everyone was just like, all these different things were happening. People were posting afterward, like, you know, the sign that they had, or somebody had a dream, or they were remembering, you know, this experience that they had. And we all kind of really unpacked what that feels like to tap into kind of the Atlantis and Lemurian gifts and experiences. So anyway, I won't talk any more about that stuff. Trisha Carr Charm, no, excuse me, patreon.com/Trisha Carr. Go check it out. All right. Now, I am so happy to share some of this information with you today because it has been really showing up in my life in amazing ways. So what I'm talking about today is going from faith to knowing. And even beyond knowing, we're going to actually talk about how to awaken from the state of knowing to the state of being, the I am state. Now, this is essentially the process of manifestation. So this that I'll be talking about today is, in a manner, how you can expedite your manifestation. Not only expedite it, but be in the state of perpetual manifestation. We are anyway, of course we know. Everything that is in our experience, we have manifested. And so having that in what we say alignment is actually the whole point. Is what we are here to do and how we can shift this experience for ourselves as well as everyone. So as an overview, what I'm going to be breaking down is the process of going from faith to knowing to I am. Each of these being a different level of awakening, awakening higher and awakening deeper into you. So faith. Now, faith is a valuable experience, but as I said, it's one to actually awaken from, because compared to the state of I am, faith would generally be considered kind of smaller, I would say. So what is faith? Faith is actually the experience, but knowing is the actual mechanism. Now, what I'm referencing here is also one of the things that Daryl Anka talked about last episode when he was talking about how there are certain mechanisms that are the actual true state. So the mechanism is actually the awakened awareness. The experience is the tool. Now, here's an example from the last episode, is that we have the experience of past lives, right? Where we have a linear kind of perspective about the of being connected to other life experiences, other lifetimes. But you see, orienting to that in the limited linear format, where it's like I have, my soul has gone into different bodies in a linear sense, is actually just an experience that we have because we are in a time-space reality that we orient to as linear, right? We are born and then we die. And so the way we actually expand beyond that is to understand that that experience isn't the end of it. It is a tool to help us to begin to understand the nature of energy, or the nature of our total being, of our energy. The actual mechanism, so that past life or the, you know, being, having past lives is actually not the true mechanism. It is just the way that we experience it. And again, that is valuable. The real mechanism is that everything is here and now. Time and space is an illusion. Therefore, any lives that we experience are happening concurrently. So in that sense, it is just you connecting with different experiences in an eternal now. And so that is the true mechanism, because that is the truth of how energy functions. So that's what I'm talking about when I say the experience and the mechanism. And therefore, I'm equating the concept or the state of having faith to the experience. And let me explain that to you. So you see, we go from faith to knowing, which is a progression, and then to the I am, the being state. So faith, what is faith? Religion tends to speak of faith and equate it with the word blindness. We must have blind faith. When we hear of having blind faith, that tends to be in a construct of there being an authoritative outside figure that perhaps is judgmental or at least is not on a level of being benevolent. I guess I shouldn't say all the time that, I mean, I think most religions consider their God to be benevolent. But you see, to me, if we had a perfect parent and he were to be withholding information from us willingly, that wouldn't be eternally benevolent, right? And so it seems sometimes that there is really this hierarchy that some religions place upon the human compared to the God. Now, source energy or the entire universe, the energy of God, is all in all, is everything. And so if it is everything, then there can't possibly be a hierarchy. So that would be the true nature of God or of source energy, is that there isn't any hierarchy because, again, everything is here and now. So right away, we kind of see that if a religion, if something that was dogmatic asked of us to have blind faith without asking any questions, then we don't have the full story, right? But you see, I think it's not exactly, faith isn't exactly as it is preached in many dogmatic contexts. But when folks talk about having blind faith, I think what is actually happening there is they're detecting something that is actually true about how it functions. And that is that we have a part of our mind or part of our consciousness that is oriented to the physical reality. Call it ego, call it lower mind. Daryl Anka refers to it as the physical mind. And then we also have the higher mind, which is oriented to actually source energy, which is oriented to the soul energy or the eternal understanding. And so between these two perspectives that we all hold, if we observe them as two different perspectives, the lower mind or the physical mind cannot know what is going to be happening for its highest good. It doesn't have the whole picture. It never does, because it is oriented to that which has already been manifested, that which has already been created. Its job is physical. And so what is physical is basically old news, energetically speaking. And so the lower mind has to actually trust. What we need to do is allow the lower mind to stand down so that the higher mind can execute what is in the highest good. So the higher mind can see down the road, and actually what it does is feel down the road, or it feels the all. It feels all of the potential experiences, and the lower mind cannot actually understand any of that. That's just not its function. The lower mind can learn with you orienting with us, with myself, orienting to the higher mind and allowing the lower mind to actually relax. What seems to be happening there then is why I think we have this concept of blind faith, because in a way we tell the lower mind or the ego mind to be quiet and to relax, and we trust in the feeling state of love, the feeling state of the higher mind. And so there almost is a kind of blindness here. If we're in the lower mind perspective, it's blind to what is in the highest good. And so in the awakened state of the higher mind, that higher mind takes charge. The lower mind must be asked to be in a sort of kind of faith, right? But actually, again, it is just standing down. Now, what I find interesting is actually in the New Testament, in Hebrews 11:1, which I love the numbers there, 1:1:1. And this verse reads, "Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." So you see, if you imagine that this is referring to what the lower mind's perspective is, or the physical mind. The physical mind has confidence in what the higher mind is hoping for, or not even hoping for, is knowing, is having the knowing state about, and assurance in that higher mind in the things that the lower mind cannot see. So there's actually quite some wisdom there. Now, again, the mechanism here is not faith. The mechanism is the higher mind knowing all and being able to actually give the signals to the physical mind and to the physical body to execute the things that it cannot see. It's really interesting. And so the experience of faith is actually what is different than the actual total mechanism of how the higher mind works. We experience it as faith because when we are in this, again, this limited time-space reality, we are having to be patient and we're having to allow our lower mind to be relaxed and just be in the feeling state. And that is really, that's why it feels like having faith for things to come. Again, being linear rather than being able to be totally in that awakened state all the time of all is here and all is now. See, so faith can be considered kind of the journey of the frequency in perfection or the journey of the intention unfolding. So essentially, like I say, every state is useful. So sometimes it is useful for us to consider that we are setting an intention and that we are revisiting an intention. And every time we revisit that intention, we are perfecting our frequency so that the manifestation will unfold. So that is that first level, the level of faith. Faith, rather than being a blind, ignorant state, is one where we are ever allowing our energy, our higher state, to inform our actions. And then we stand in expectation unconditionally of the highest good unfolding. So that's the thing. There's not the lower mind, the physical mind wants all the conditions, wants to know the how, what, when, where. And that's the thing that isn't known by the physical mind until it happens. And by that time, it's already manifested. But what that's actually the cool thing, though, because we get those surprises all the time, right? We get. Isn't it great that we don't know what's around the bend? That's the fun part of the journey. If I were the one who wrote my story and it happened exactly as I thought that I could create it right now, well, that would be boring, you know? So faith can be considered the journey of the frequency and perfection or the journey of intention unfolding. Just wanted to repeat that. So the next awakened experience that we would move from faith, is knowing. You see, we have faith in these metaphysical or these spiritual principles. We have faith in certain things, but that actually is limited, and that actually is only a fraction of what is the total concept. So rather than having faith or just belief, which seems to be a bit softer than a total knowing would be, when we actually fully know that this is how it works, energy works in the matter that I create my reality and I do it with my positive feelings that I receive from my higher mind, when we know that, then we have absolutely no reason to ever worry or doubt, right? Because we just know that worry or doubt never begets manifestation in our highest good. Worry or doubt does beget manifestation, but not necessarily our highest good. Well, eventually, we can't but continue on our path to our highest good. But the worry and doubt creates more challenges that will then inform us how to finally surrender, give up the worry and doubt, and then we will be back in alignment, as we call it. So in order to move on to knowing, I just want to review the most popular concept in the consciousness community, the spiritual seekers community, and that is the law of attraction. Because in order to awaken from faith to knowing, I think we need to look at this oh-so-popular concept. You see, the higher mind is, like I said, an awakened state as compared to the physical mind. And I think that it's actually time for us to really awaken to the law of attraction. Actually, I should say awaken from the law of attraction. The law of attraction is also a tool, or it is also one of those, like I said, that faith is, it's actually just the experience. It's not the action, it's not the real mechanism. Now, the reason I say this is because think of just the word, the law of attraction. Attraction means there are two objects and one has to come to the other one. So the law of attraction implies that there are things outside of ourselves that need to be brought toward us. But again, in an awakened understanding, in the expanded point of view, we realize that the true experience is that everything is here and now. So the law of attraction is a concept we must awaken from in order to truly manifest, or at least and certainly to swiftly manifest. So I have a quote actually from Darolenka. This isn't from my show last week. This is from another program that I saw him on. He says, the experience of attracting things is how we interpret it in the physical reality. But manifestation isn't really about attracting something from the outside to us that isn't here, because really there isn't any outside per se. Even though we experience the idea as if there is something from the outside of ourselves. Manifestation is really shifting the frequency to the point where what is already here, but as to for invisible, becomes visible to us. It's all been here all along. We just didn't perceive it because we weren't on the same frequency. So you see, the law of attraction, as we kind of think about it in that linear sense, is something we need to really awaken to, awaken from. It's okay as a tool, but if we allow ourselves to be limited to it, then we're going to be limited. We're going to be limited in our powers to manifest. Because what happens is we actually are bypassing ourselves. If we are in that linear perspective, we actually feel alone and separated, and we feel like we have to get good enough in order for the things to come toward us, the outside things, when in truth, all we do is shift our frequency to recognize what is already here. So the mechanism, the awakened state, again, and the experience is the perception or the tool. The mechanism is actually the truth, is the higher truth, and the experience is just our perspective, or it is the tool that we use in order to align with the higher mechanism. So experience or perception is what we have through that physical lens, such as attracting something outside of ourselves to the selves. That's not the literal mechanism, though. The mechanism is resonance. That is the total mechanism. Energy is vibration. Everything is energy. So everything is just resonance. Everything is just frequency. So the true mechanism, the true experience is tuning your frequency to reveal what is already there, because everything is already here. And therefore, believing that something outside of yourself is how we actually have to, and then we have to bring things to ourselves, this is actually disempowering you. See, if you believe that there are outside articles, then you're actually not recognizing your own power, because it's not about bringing something to you. It's about tuning your own frequency so that you can fully occupy your resonance. The thing that you desire is already here, and you must tune your own resonance up, tune it up and full. And you go, like I said, it's not just about going higher. It's about going deeper too. Last week, Daryl Anka was telling us about how that first stage of mastery is about grounding and becoming more, in a way, physical, more attuned to a higher state of physicality. So it's going in as well as going up and above. But we don't want to bypass ourselves. So being confined to that linear perspective will actually cause us to disempower ourselves from tuning our resonance, you know, to tuning ourselves into our own power. That is the only way we actually do manifest. You are the resonance. So how do we know if something is aligned for us to actually manifest? How do you know that it is actually appropriate for you to have a certain expectation or to follow your highest excitement towards something? Well, basically, if you have a desire, an excitement about something in your heart, in your being, then you actually have the seat energy of that tuning. So you may have heard me talk about it before. I equate us or our soul energy to that of a seed. A seed, let's say an acorn. Acorns create, they manifest into oak trees. Well, when it is still just a seed, the information that will eventually become the oak tree is already in that seed. It's non-physical. It is just a resonance. And it's contained, sure. It's not exactly fully contained, but we kind of orient it to the inside of that shell of the small seed. And as that seed continues to go in deeper to its own resonance, to understand its own resonance, it sends a signal out to the ecosystem. It sends a signal out to the soil, and the soil and the air and the water and the temperature meets it there and brings it all of the nutrients that it needs. A seed can't move. All the seed can do is feel its own resonance, accept it, I guess you would say, enhance it. And what that does in turn is send out a signal, a frequency, and it impresses it upon the ecosystem, and the ecosystem always meets it with the appropriate nutrients as is relevant to the ecosystem. And whatever is relevant to the ecosystem is relevant to the seed, and whatever is relevant to the seed is relevant to the ecosystem. Everything balances. Nature always seeks a balance. Nature always seeks life. So for you, for us, it's the exact same mechanism. We actually feel our own desires. Now, you may have a symbol, or you may have a certain kind of definition of what your desire is. So for me, I love broadcasting. That is a definition of a desire that I have in my seed information. At this time, it is actually showing up as that kind of literal thing, but of course, it's already created. But how that continues to develop, who knows? I don't know what the desire that is causing me to be here with you today, what that's going to be unfolding to later, but I want it to continue to unfold. And so I feel into the deep resonance of it and use the symbol of, if it's broadcasting, to continue to tune it, but releasing that. That's the formula that we always talk about, is to allow the certain focal points of what your intended manifestation would be to be the thing that tunes you, but we release the details of it so that we're unencumbered and unlimited. So the basic process would be to feel your seed information very deeply. Accept it, revel in it. As you do that, it naturally facilitates vibration, resonance, the sending out of a signal, sending that signal out. The more that we go deep inside, that signal will impress it upon the field. It's placing your order with the universe naturally. This is what Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door will open. This is actually what he's talking about. You're doing the asking by feeling it deep within you. And then that naturally becomes a resounding signal to the universe, to the ecosystem, to the field. Now, when we're in that state, what naturally accompanies that, this is actually getting to the knowing state. If we truly feel it and we're sending that signal out, then what naturally occurs is action. Real orientation to the knowing means that we just take action. We just do it. We receive the information from the higher mind. We feel it as resonance in our being. And then we naturally take action. So this is the beginning of that knowing state. We went from faith, now we're awakening to a state of knowing. This knowing state, it's also been referred to as gnosis. It's actually spoken of in many different philosophies. So let me just tell you what gnosis is. This is according to Dr. Dean Radin, who has a book called Real Magic. It's a really cool book, really great book. Dr. Dean Radin is a scientist, and he studies psi phenomenon, which is psychic phenomenon, from a scientific point of view. Dr. Dean Radin says, the single most important aid to developing magical skills is to learn how to enter the state of consciousness called gnosis. The time-honored and safest way to do this is through meditation. So meditation is the sacred time where you are feeling your own resonance. When you're in there feeling your own resonance by putting down that lower mind, that physical mind, the conscious mind, you put down that tool, and it's no longer trying to be in the driver's seat, and that's because that's not its job. That's like putting a three-year-old in the driver's seat, quite frankly, because that lower mind, that physical mind, has remembrances of what happened at age three and is still carrying around some of that concern. So we don't want to put a three-year-old in the driver's seat. We allow that physical mind, its job is to execute, by the way. We allow the physical mind to stand down, and in our meditation, and also prayer, which is a more active kind of meditation. But in our meditation, we are getting into our own vibration, our own resonance. By getting into our own resonance, we are enhancing it like the seed information allowing it to expand with our awareness. So there are sensitive people, empathic, highly empathic people, and they have the problem of always absorbing other people's stuff, their emotions, even their thoughts. Well, you see, the reason that happens, and I speak from experience, is because we don't know who we really, we don't have the feeling of our own resonance. So if you mistake someone else's experience for yours, that means you don't really know what you feel like. If you didn't have any walls on your house, then you couldn't very well tell your neighbors not to cross this line and not to get into your living room. Your neighbors like, where's the living room? There's no living room. You're just standing in the middle of an empty field. I don't know where your living room is. So the meditation, the devotional time, getting into your own vibration, knowing what your true inner being feels like, and that allows it to expand. That allows it to become a presence in this universe, a presence in the field. And then that, like I say, sends a signal out so that then the universe conspires to bring you what you need. The American psychologist and philosopher William James provided a definition similar to the word gnosis, which he called noetic. In his famous book, The Varieties of a Religious Experience, which was published in 1902, he wrote that noetic experiences are, they are illuminations, revelations full of significance and importance, all inarticulate, though they remain, and as a rule, they carry with them a curious sense of authority. I love that. That is you knowing your inner being, occupying your vibration, occupying your resonance fully. It has a curious sense of authority. It has a curious sense of authority, which means alignment, means I am here. I am co-owner of this universe because I am seamlessly a part of it. There is no separation. Therefore, I am one with everything. Gnosis is actually a non-rational state. Non-rational, that doesn't mean that it is irrational, though. It's non-rational because it isn't that lower mind, that conscious mind that is thinking linearly and analytically. It's non-rational, but not irrational. It's not about faulty knowledge. It's about a higher state of being. So having reached a state of knowing, fully getting into the occupancy of your vibration and your frequency so much so that it becomes a signal that is sent out and impressed upon the field, or gnosis, as we say, in this state, you are highly magical. And I'll tell you why. First, let me recap. We go from feeling, vibrating, and acting. That's the process that we're going through when we're in those stages of going from faith to knowing. Feeling our own inner being, feeling our own seed information, which allows it to enhance your vibration. And in that, we're fully occupying and knowing our vibration and also knowing that this is how energy works. This is how the universe works. That is naturally accompanied by acting, taking action, and then receiving happens along those lines, happens right along with all of that. Because as your signal goes out, it is answered absolutely every single time. The signal is always answered by the field with the appropriate nutrition to facilitate the growth and desire. You see, the reason that we say relevant or appropriate is because the truth is you don't want anything that is disharmonious. Disharmonious. So that's why the field or the ecosystem always brings you exactly what you need in order to balance and to align with everything. Your gift, exactly who you are manifested, is exactly what the field needs. And so the field is always going to give you exactly what is appropriate. And that field is like, you know, what your higher mind is connected to is understanding. And so everything that comes into your experience is exactly what you need. And you have absolutely everything you need in order to manifest your highest life because your higher mind is sending you that information at all times. So because it is an ecosystem, it is always answered. Everything that is happening in your moment that you see as this day, everything is relevant. Everything is appropriate. Everything is a conspiracy for you to manifest your best and your greatest. So if it is you're feeling dissonance with that, as we all are, because that's the journey. None of us are ever like, yeah, everything's great. I mean, we have moments of that. But if we are, that means that we get into our own resonance. We go deeper into ourselves to allow that seed information to be known more fully. So what's really awesome about this, the reason that we're so magical, is because those states, that feeling, vibrating, acting, and receiving, in what all of the different nuances of your life where you are manifesting, you are creating, and you are becoming, all of these are actually overlapped at all times. And all of them, when you're just in the beginning state of having faith or just beginning state of feeling, when you have the full knowing, then the faith isn't blind anymore. Even though it is, to one aspect, it's kind of blind or it's kind of limited, it still knows that it by the full knowing, it knows that it always results. And so it understands that the here and now is the all and everywhere. And therefore, it is just a journey. And when it is relevant, it will be, you will vibrate to it and it will show up. And so you're highly magical and you don't need for anything. Everything, they all overlap. So no matter what part of the process you're in, you're assured that it will manifest, and it's exciting. So even in that feeling state, even in the knowing state, and when we are in that knowing state, when we are in the feeling state, knowing that there is going to be a receiving as we take action, that is what is that fuller state of being, the I am. The I am state is being in perfect acceptance, unconditional resonance. This morning when I went into my meditation and I was just beginning, I always do a visualization of growing roots and grounding and connecting to the crystalline grid of the earth and then bringing divine light in through my energy body. Before I even started that, I just start with breathing first. And I just felt that resonance. I felt it. I felt it in my heart, and I felt it in my higher, like in my third eye. I felt it like in my higher mind resonance. I felt it way, I felt it way above me in like those higher transpersonal chakras, like up in the 12th, you know, dimension of who I am. And I just felt this bliss, excitement and comfort and peace, but excitement just about everything. And it was that I am. And it felt wonderful. And the things that I was imagining creating, as I was just starting to feel them, and some of them I couldn't even feel yet, they were indiscernible in my energy. And I was excited. It's like when I was little, my great grandmother sat all day long and played solitaire. And so I learned to play solitaire by watching her. And I remembered that the most fun part was beginning the game. That was the fun part. And then there was that moment that it clicked and you're like, ooh, I'm going to win this one. And that was also the most fun moment. And then when you finish it out, like you're just even like, I don't even know if I should lay the cards out because what's the point? I won already. So it was all... It all just came together in this perfect coalescence, just beginning, giving myself permission to play the game. I was already having fun. And that's what I think the I am state is. That's what it feels like to me. So faith, again, is a mechanism. It is just a perspective of that part of the journey. It's the mechanism. It's the tool. It's not the mechanism, sorry. It's the tool. It isn't the full mechanism. It's just the experience. Knowing is when we start to actually understand the mechanism better. We're occupying our resonance, and that is going, that is being sent out to the field. And we know that the field, that the universe always answers, because it is in the highest good for the field as well as for me. And then we're in the state of complete being, the complete I am, where we are in total resonance with the all. Even though we are experiencing the limitations of the perspectives, we get to play and dance in the physical reality. It's just the unfolding of the journey. I am, that is the total awakened state. And that is what to refer to the sacred texts that we call the Bible. That's how God identified himself to Moses. He said, Moses said, "What do I say that your name is?" And God answered, "I am that I am." And then in Jesus' time, there's the scripture that the quote that Jesus is quoted as saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one gets to the Father except through me." The "I am," the verb that he uses there, is the same as the root of gnosis. So what I believe, or I interpret at least, what Jesus actually said there is, the "I am" state is the way, the truth, and the light. And no one gets to source energy or the all except through gnosis, knowing, occupying the depth of who you are. And so when we say, "I am that I am," we are accepting in all time and space, in all of the linear and all of the fully expanded experiences, everything. And we step into bliss. We step into our acceptance of the entire journey. And we align with all of it. And we just feel the joy, the humbleness, and the greatness of being able to be a partner in this experience. Well, I will be back at my regular time on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific. You can join me live. You can watch me on YouTube. You can watch it live streamed on YouTube. That's youtube.com/Trisha Carr. My website again is trishacarcharm.com. I would love to welcome you all to work with me one-on-one or to take one of my classes, the Intuitive Intensive, 2019 Intuitive Intensive by Crystal Ann Compton and myself. Crystal Ann Compton, by the way, the founder of the Lightworkers Lab. And the Lightworkers Lab you can find online. You can find on Facebook by searching the Lightworkers Lab, and it'll come up as a group. You can join us there for your spiritual seeking. And I encourage you to spend time in your own essence, to allow your seed information to enhance by your awareness of it. Because we need you. We love you. We need exactly who you are. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.